from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation and police in New York are still searching Monday for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. This is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
At this time, there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident. It is very, very early in the investigation, and it's just starting.
Some media are reporting surveillance footage that be showing between two and four men at sites of the Manhattan bomb blast and another device a few blocks away, possibly putting the devices in place. The second device, recovered a short time after it first went off, involved a pressure cooker and a cell phone attached to it. Police were able to safely remove it from the area and said Sunday they blew it up in a controlled explosion. Meanwhile, FBI technicians are examining evidence from both of the bombs at a lab near Washington. A U.S. air raid has killed at least eight Afghan policemen in Afghanistan's volatile southern province of Uruzgan, according to local officials. The first airstrike killed a policeman when the other policemen came to help, and they came under the second airstrike, killing seven of them. That's according to the Uruzgan Highway Police Commander. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed nine people at a shopping mall Saturday night, and he's been identified as a 22-year-old Somali-American. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman, according to Rick Thornton with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is VOA News.